Aurora. Aurora marked the beginning of Black History Month with the raising of the Pan-African flag outside Town Hall and with a rousing ceremony inside last night. During an event that was at times somber, and at other times joyous, a large crowd gathered in Aurora's council chambers to hear from members of the Black community, local dignitaries and residents as they reflected on the achievements of the Black community and the continuing challenges posed by systemic racism. Local musician Glenn Marais and Aurora Black Community Association President Fiona Dorant lead the crowd in a rendition of the Wailers' One Love, with everyone in attendance singing along and filling the council chambers with song, as a flurry of Pan-African and Canadian flags were waved. The crowd breaks out into a rendition of One Love at Aurora's Black History Flag Raising pic.twitter.com/my7bup2zk. Bailey. At Moriton_Bailey, February 1, 2025. Toronto-based spoken word artist Dwayne Morgan, who has performed for former U.S. President Barack Obama, said his parents first encountered what it meant to be labeled Black when they came here from Jamaica. It wasn't until they came to Canada that they became Black and had to figure out what it meant to be Black. They'd never been Black before, up until that time, he said. For many people, their first experience with racism and being othered happens here, when they arrive at the airport, and a new identity is given to them. Others shared similar experiences, like Brian Osei, who moved to Aurora from Ghana with his family when he was 10 years old. The first day of class, it was very evident that I was the only person that looked like me, after years of being in a country where everyone looked like me, so it was a huge adjustment, he said. Noting he there should be more scholarships, mental health supports and networking opportunities for young people. The flag raising kicks off a month of events in Aurora, with Black History Month street banners, a celebration of African cuisine and a community decoration contest all planned. Dorant is also organizing the annual Black History Gala in April, rather than in February, saying in a previous interview with Aurora Today, that the goal is to be intentional about a Black History 365 approach. Aurora Mayor Tom Maracas applauded the move, calling it a very powerful statement, as he read out the town's official proclamation, marking February as Black History Month. More information about upcoming Black History events can be found online.